If you were here right now, this is what I would do to you, masturbator. I would get some handcuffs or maybe some rope and tie it behind, and tie your wrists like behind you, and then wrap that around your waist and make sure that you can't get out of it. And then I would start saying to you, this is what it takes for you to stop masturbating, huh? You need someone to tie your hands right behind you physically, because physically you can't stop yourself from masturbating. So you need something physically to stop you. And then I'll go around you and say things like, is this turning you on, masturbator? Knowing that you're finally normal, that you finally stopped masturbating. Like you finally found out the cure to stop your masturbation. Does it turn you on knowing that it takes tying your hands behind your back? Knowing that you can't function with masturbation and you can't function without masturbation either? And that I finally disproved to you that you were meant to be anything other than a masturbator, because you can't function with your fucking hands tied behind your back all the time now, can you? And you know, if I chose not to ball gag you, you'd probably start screaming for help. You start screaming for help, and then the neighbors would probably hear, and I would just leave you tied up and keep fucking talking to you, saying stuff like, you're fucking screaming for all the help you fucking want. You can scream for the help all you fucking want. No one can help you stop fucking masturbating. And you just keep screaming for help, and the neighbors break down the door. And I say, like, see, you fucking need fucking strangers to fucking know that you can't stop masturbating, huh? And then they fucking break down the door and come help you. And they come help you, they untie you. They untie you, and the first fucking thing that you can think of doing is fucking masturbating, and then fucking proving me right, fucking just cranking your fucking penis right in front of fucking strangers as I say, fucking, see, you're a fucking masturbator, aren't you? You're a fucking masturbator. And they fucking know that you're a fucking masturbator, because that's the first thing you fucking do. They fucking free you, they fucking untie you away from me, and then all you fucking do is just masturbate. You have your chance to get away, and you fucking just masturbate your fucking penis, fucking proving me right. And every time you fucking masturbate your penis, you fucking prove that I'm fucking right. It take fucking tying up your fucking hands, fucking handcuffing your fucking hands to something, to away from your fucking body, fucking binding you up. That's fucking what it takes to fucking stop you from fucking masturbating, isn't it? Fucking little rope fucking bunny baiter. Your fucking rope bunny baiter fucking needs fucking being tied up, fucking being bound to just fucking stop masturbating. To like get fucking one semblance of a control over your fucking body. That's what it fucking takes, is fucking being bound, it's fucking being shackled, it's fucking being in a straitjacket, fucking being in a fucking nice fucking tight pair of handcuffs. That's what it fucking takes for you to stop fucking masturbating, and it fucking makes you fucking crave it. Just crave that ounce of fucking control over your fucking body. You need fucking something physical to fucking control your body, don't you? And that's the only thing that you know can stop you. It's fucking being bound. It's fucking being tied up, vacuum packed, whatever it fucking takes to fucking stop touching yourself. You're gonna fucking crave it. You're gonna crave to not touch yourself. Because even with the chastity cage, you could just unlock it and start playing with it again. Nah. You need to be bound. Tight.